Don't be intimidated by a life purpose. Few people have the experience of consciously knowing their life purpose and accessing the clarity and drive that emerge from it. Life purpose can sound so grand, so out of our hands. Often people assume that it's some kind of revelation that's derived through a dramatic or mystical experience. Aha! The chosen person cries as light pours down from the heavens. I know what I'm meant to do with my life now! Then they quit their job and maybe change their name to something that sounds Indian, but actually means moldy pickle. Of course, there's the more mundane version too, that by sheer luck and an altruistic nature, a person ends up on the perfect path for them. After 30 years of rescuing orphans from the streets, they're sitting in the orphanage with 16 happy children piled on top of them, and they sigh contentedly and say, "Clearly, this is my life purpose." In actuality, with an open mind and an understanding of your core values and gifts, you can discover your life purpose without difficulty through a combination of intuition and choice. Committing to your life purpose doesn't require changing your name, quitting your job, or ending your marriage. It's a way of knowing yourself better, knowing how you best share your gifts and how you can help the world. This last part is integral. As we see it, your life purpose is an expression of love and it emanates from the recognition of your connection to the world. Your purpose doesn't come with a mandate of commitment, but any moment you commit to your purpose, including the moments of personal enjoyment and revelry, takes on a quality of significance and rightness. Choosing to be aligned with your purpose is a choice to be guided by your highest self. It's always fulfilling. Also, as with your gifts and values, your purpose serves as a valuable roadmap during difficult times. The following exercises will guide you to discover your life purpose. We're presenting you with two very different ways of arriving at your purpose. Remember, if you choose your purpose with your heart, your choice will point you in the right direction, and over time you'll refine and evolve it. Don't worry about getting it perfect. 15 years ago, one of our teachers gave us 10 minutes to come up with our life purpose statements. Don't think about it too much, he said. Here's a pen and paper. Write it down. You already know what it is. And even though the wording has changed over the years, the core sentiment of our life purposes has always been the same. Your purpose points you to virtue, and that's really all that matters.
There are two routes to discovering your purpose, which we call the structure approach and the space approach. In short, the structure approach is about figuring out your purpose, and the space approach is about making space in your consciousness for your purpose to be revealed to you. Ultimately, the evolution of your purpose requires making space for your broader awareness to trickle into your mind and body. You'll know it and feel it, rather than thinking it into being.
Find your life purpose, the structure approach. We'll start with the more mechanical structure approach to get you in the ballpark because most people are comfortable with mental analysis. With this method, you'll examine the structures in your life in the past and present, looking for clues and patterns. It's a somewhat intellectual approach to determining your purpose, but what you come up with will be a good starting point that can be revised based on your experience of living from this purpose. So get a piece of paper or open a new document on your computer. The heart of this method is to simply answer this question. Considering who you are, aligned as you are with your core values, in possession of your special gifts, and moved by your inner virtue to serve and share with the world in your own way, what is your life purpose? Just sit with that for a minute or two and draft a preliminary life purpose statement. Here are some examples. My life purpose is to help children express themselves. My life purpose is to help people attain better health by educating them. My life purpose is to make the world more beautiful. My purpose is to help preserve clean water on the planet. My life purpose is to use my musical abilities to uplift people. My life purpose is to empower women to learn and use their voices. My life purpose is to inspire people to do what they love. Consider the various service words in those statements and these others. Here's a list. Assist, inspire, motivate, improve, and courage, strengthen, help, nurture, produce, create, build, foster, teach, promote, facilitate, empower, guide, heal, communicate, master, educate, accomplish, give, integrate, uplift, organize, share, and understand. These words might be useful for crafting the particular verbiage of your life purpose statement. If you still feel uncertain about what your purpose is, here are some additional suggestions to help you come up with an answer. Consider these questions. Is there a population, a facet of the world, or a cause that you have a special affinity for? For example, children, women, veterans, elderly, refugees, water, rainforest, endangered species, education, preservation, medicine, peace, and so on. What is the most deeply gratifying work you've ever done? What theme or pattern connects the fulfilling times of your life? How have you served the other inhabitants of the planet or the Earth itself in a way that felt natural, exciting, or compelling to you? What sort of service makes you sit up and feel a sense of having a mission? What has brought meaning or peace to your life during challenging times? How have you used your gifts in ways that felt gratifying? What is the deepest reward you get from doing the things you love to do? When you think of something you enjoy doing, what's the most fundamental benefit to it? Based on your responses to these questions, revise the statement you wrote previously, or if you feel good about it, keep it as it is. Now evaluate your purpose statement in light of these following guidelines. 1. Your purpose statement should sit well with you. It should feel right. 2. Further, it should feel inspiring. It should awaken something in you. 3. Keep in mind that you may have adopted your ideas about purpose from societal ideals of success. If the purpose statement you came up with revolves around worldly measures of achievement and wealth, it's worth questioning. There's nothing wrong with the pursuit of success and prosperity, but your life purpose is deeper than this. It's something you can fulfill regardless of your finances or accomplishments. 4. Your life purpose will generally be something you can do for the rest of your life and continue to feel gratified from it. Unlike worldly goals, there's usually not an end point. 5. It's okay if your purpose statement makes you feel vulnerable or uncomfortable, as long as it also feels right. Knowing your purpose and accepting the job may be a threat to many long-held beliefs. 6. However, if you feel heavy, burdened, or anxious when you think about the purpose you've come up with, chances are it's not your authentic purpose, but instead a product of your social conditioning. Let it go. Find something deeper, aligned with love, and closer to the truth of who you really are. 7. It doesn't need to be perfect. Try living it. See what happens. Return to your purpose statement and revise it if necessary. In light of these considerations, make additional refinements to the wording of your purpose statement if necessary.